The Stanley Cup is sitting in the basement of the TD Garden here in Boston. It will only come out if the Chicago Blackhawks win tonight's Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Finals. They lead the seven-game series 3-2. If the Bruins win tonight, the Cup and the series go back to Chicago for Game 7. Doug Trabue has been covering the series for NPR's Only a Game. Doug, double and triple overtimes, an epic battle between the Star-Spangled Banner singers. There's Renee Rancourt here in Boston, Jim Cornelison in Chicago. I thought he was going to explode on Saturday night. Do you agree this is one of the best series ever?
I think you have to put it on the list, Robin. I mean, you've got two teams that recently won the Cup. Chicago won in 2010. Boston won in 2011. To have all of these games, the biggest margin of victory has been two goals. It's been pretty astonishing. It's a great series.
Yeah, and there's some great hockey being played. The Bruins and the Blackhawks, though, could be playing without key players. So let's start there. Bruins center Patrice Bergeron taken away in an ambulance at the end of Game 5 Saturday night with an undisclosed and very mysterious injury. One Canadian publication is saying it's his spleen. Then there's Chicago Hawks captain Jonathan Toews. He took some hits in Game 5, also suffering from an undisclosed injury. Your thoughts?
Well, I think you're going to see some gamesmanship right up until the puck drops tonight. The Bruins have said that Bergeron is day-to-day, and Claude Julien told some of the French-speaking media in Canada that he was optimistic. And Jonathan Toews, sort of the same. They're describing it as an upper body injury. Neither team wants to let the other team know who they'll have so that they can game plan better. So I think we won't know right until the puck drops or until the warm-ups tonight.
Yeah. And for those who, like me, are just climbing on this bandwagon, it's so exciting. Just very briefly, what to look for in each team's game? I know with the Hawks, a lot of it is speed.
Well, the Hawks have a lot of talented scorers, and that's one of the things that's made them trouble for the Bruins in the past couple of games. Be on the lookout for Patrick Kane. He's got three goals in the past two games for the Hawks. And for the Bruins, they're changing up how they're playing their defense, and they will need to tighten that up dramatically. The Bruins have been in this situation before, by the way. They were facing the Vancouver Canucks for the Cup in 2011, were down 3-2, one in Boston and then one on the road. So Boston fans can take heart. But the Blackhawks are playing very, very well right now.
Doug Trabue, who's been covering this incredible Stanley Cup series for WBUR, our mothership, and NPR's Only a Game, which originates here. Doug, thanks so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure, Robin. Thanks.